Buckler drew his long blade.
There's no need for that, Oaky. Here, you gouse him. Let's see if we can't make a litter. Let's lop some good branches off that fallen hazel.
The combined swords of Buckler and Four Shrews had soon hewed 6 useful branches. These were bound 2 to either side, with the remaining 2 spaced crossways to form a stretcher. Oakheart volunteered his tattered cloak as a seat. They pressed on with Crumpus perched comfortably. Diggs, Buckler, Oakheart and Django, with the assistance of several stout Gowsham shouldered the old hogwife. Not missing an opportunity, Dymphnir passed the hog babe Dub-Dub over to Crumpus. They bobbed along with Dub-Dub repeating the end of his grandmother's sentences.
My, my, this is comfy.
Comfy, comfy.
It'll rest me all paws, indeed it will.
Geet will, geet will.
The going was good. With other volunteers taking the bearers' places, they trotted at a fair rate. Buckler was striding along in the van when he discerned a figure upon the walls, which had grown much closer.
Look, there's some beast pacing the wall tops yonder.
Oakheart stood on tip paw, peering keenly.
Ha! Upon me spikes! There's only one as tall as that at Redwall, as I recall. I'll hail him, eh?
Being a member of the acting profession, Oakheart prided himself upon his vocal powers. He winked at Buckler.
Projection, sirrah! That's what it's all about!
Drawing forth his funnel-shaped barkhaler, the portly troop leader boomed majestically forth.
Ahoy there! Is that a rascally river dog a-beating the bounds? Some beast, name o' skipper!
When put to the test, the otter chieftain was no slouch at the bellowing game. Leaping up on a battlement, he waved vigorously and gave voice.
Ha ha! Is that an old pincushion rolling this way? Oi, salt me rudder! Tis Oaky Withers Spike himself. I'll tell him to hold breakfast for ye.
He vanished with a backward leap. Diggs waggled his ears admiringly at the hedgehog.
You have my thanks, sir. Any beast who can delay breakfast till I jolly well get there is an absolute star amongst creatures, what?
Word had spread around the abbey like wildfire. A travelling troop, Gowsham visitors and 2 strange hares. Skipper guarded the open north wall wicker gate with good-natured banter for the press of Redwallers who had gathered there.
Give them a chance to get in, mates. Move back there, Granby. Here they come now, stand back. Let the abbess greet her guests.
Abbess Marjoram took Oakheart's paws warmly, knowing it was not always wise to embrace large hedgehogs.
May I be the first to welcome old friends, the Witherspike troop and our stout Gowsham allies.
Sweeping off his floppy hat, Oakheart bowed low.
Faith, you can indeed, but let's not stand on ceremony. I'm still Oaky, if you're still Margie.
Dub-Dub piped up.
Still Margie, still Margie.